The recent executive order is part of the Trump administration's long-term plan to get rid of the federal department. It currently funds special education and other programs that support rural and high-poverty schools. It also makes sure all students are receiving fair public education. Alaska Department of Education and Early Development Commissioner Dina Bishop attended the executive order signing in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, as first reported by the Anchorage Daily News. The federal department manages millions that fund programs that benefit Alaska's students and schools and monitors the quality of services. Alaska receives the most federal funding per student in the country. Trump says many of the programs and funding will stay in place. But Juneau School Board member Will Muldoon says he's concerned about the lack of guidance on navigating the changes in the short term.
I haven't gotten any kind of roadmap. And I think that's always scary, too, because like education is a big ship. So turning it, changing it, it takes a while.
Special education is largely funded and supported by the federal department. The Juneau School District reports close to 900 students are receiving special education services this school year. Muldoon says he's concerned that changes to the department could make navigating the system for students with disabilities and their families more difficult as well.
People don't go to school and graduate and get a degree to be an advocate for their child. It shouldn't be a job.
The department does more than fund special education. The federal agency also helps fund schools with high numbers of students whose families are experiencing poverty, called Title I schools. There are five of those schools in Juneau. Amanda Duvall is the federal programs coordinator for the district. She says every Title I school in the district used the federal funds to hire another teacher this year.
That is always up for discussion every year, but the reality is most of them find that additional teacher at these high class sizes is helpful.
She says these federal funds stack on top of what goes toward general funds for the district, which mainly come from the state and local level. Duvall says insufficient state funding makes federal support critical.
We are heavily grant dependent and grateful for all of our various partners in the community. And this federal funding allows schools to deepen knowledge for their teachers, to have cohesive opportunities for their students, provide additional experiences that we all value.
The Department of Education also manages nearly $46 million in financial aid for University of Alaska students. University of Alaska President Pat Pitney said in a message sent to the entire university system Thursday that there are no immediate changes for students. More than half of the students at the University of Alaska Southeast receive financial aid. UAS Chancellor Aparna Palmer says administrators are monitoring any changes, but she encourages students to continue applying for federal aid.
As far as I can tell, in the short term, we don't expect to have any large impacts to our operations or to our ability to offer students federal financial aid or their Pell Grants.
Despite the executive order, only Congress can abolish the Department of Education. Whether lawmakers decide to follow the president's lead remains to be seen. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.